we have discussed, I am just giving in brief, but don't make it as you were guiding abridged version of these talks. You have to develop your own small booklet. This is actually the Gayatri Mahayagya and the Sri Satrayaga Mahotsava concept, which I wanted to be continued every Purnima. Not on this scale, but on a local scale. But the points to be discussed, the aim we have to achieve is to make the world understand what Parampuja Gurudev wanted to give to the world. I am not talking about Gayatri Parivar or Shanti Kunj or Yuga Nirmana Yojana or Brahma Vachas. I am talking about a worldwide estimation and development of knowledge. What Parampuja Gurudev used to say as Deva Sanskriti Digvijaya Yatra. That is our goal. The divine culture must be converted into a divine civilization. Many a times I have explained to you the difference between culture and civilization. You please discuss between yourselves, those who know. Explain people what is the difference between culture and civilization. Culture is what the leaders follow, and civilization is what the followers follow. The culture gives the lead, the civilization follows way, way, way behind. So Parampuja Gurudev's culture, Sanskriti, is what is known as the Deva Sanskriti. Now, the Deva Sanskriti is directly linked with the overmind concept of Sri Aurobindo. So those who are conversant with Sri Aurobindo's overmind concept, especially Rajiv, and of course Madhuri, and of course my secretary, you have to explain people the various grades of mind, especially the analytical mind. And then we come to the intuitive mind, and then we come to the overmind and approach. What we call the supramental mind or the supermind or beyond mind, whatever you call it for our people. So that's the correct order of you should know what is the higher mind. Higher mind means the higher level of mind, uccha talamalo unna manasu. Intuitive mind is what gives you a prerana, an intuition. And illumined mind is what follows it. Much of the scientific discoveries come from the illumined mind and seeps to the intuitive mind. And the technology is developed by the higher mind. And beyond all these is the over mind, what is Parampuja Gurudev says as the Deva Sanskriti. The Deva mind, we can say, the divine mind, we can say, all the gods and goddesses reside in this particular place of our mind. So what we are planning with all these yajnas is that many of the spiritual organizations that have been developed are now functioning only in the higher mind. They are not going to the lower mind level. They are much better than the average human mind, but still they are in the higher mind itself, and each higher mind thinking that it is the highest. But it is always the higher mind, not the highest mind. Got the point? A higher mind is a higher mind. There is something beyond it. So all these organizations we are trying to bring together and want them to be a real higher minds instead of thinking to be the highest. And as they go into the higher mind, as proposed by their own masters, slowly and slowly the intuitive and illumined mind will descend automatically by doing the regular practices. That is why I have asked all of you not to interfere with anybody's process of doing their sadhanas or their important rituals. That is the main reason why I am bringing it this Satrayaga, as once the Satrayaga was done by all Maharshis, and Sutta and others used to give explanation to all the rishis in the name of Puranas. So the Puranas are the real goals, and they always come from the illumined mind. The Puranas, or sometimes they settle back to the intuitive mind. And this intuitive and illumined mind of the Puranas must lead us to our mind. That is what the Vedas and Upanishads are. This is for my people, I am telling it. You have to be very clear about this, and you discuss it, and only these few people who are hearing these words, if they forget it, I think I have lost my cause. It is not the you few people who should talk and understand, but you should spread it. This knowledge, make it more understandable than my confusing language, but be very clear about it, that what we are trying to do is to see that all organizations which help, whether the spiritual goal or the social welfare system, must become very, very, very sincere in their own way of tackling things. The Gita, the Durga Saptashati, the Lalita, the Raghavendra Swami's Upasakas, the Hanuman Upasakas, all, the Rotary Clubs, the Lions Clubs, the Theosophical Society. The Sri Aurobindo Society. All have a very, very, very clear, definite goals in developing a particular aspect of mind. You need not worry about what aspect and what name we give. But we will make sure that each organization develops and flowers and flourishes. Each organization develops, flowers and flourishes, and we will get a lot of fruits. So never try to change anyone. Never try to tell them that you have to do this and do that. Just push them. Make them understand their own rituals and the way of sadhanas with an illumined mind. All of you understood this much? Hello? Madhuri says yes. Padmaja, Chaitanya. Sri Lakshmi. Kishore. So that's that. But my people are, I will force them to go to the web chanting of Gayatri. All of you have started it? How many of you started the web Gayatri mantra? Web Gayatri mantra with Guruji? All of you must select your own time and do it with Param Pujya Gurudev's voice. Don't try to change his voice, but join his voice. those who are already doing it, type W so that I can understand which yes you are talking about. W I want. Yeah. That is web japa. This number should go on increasing every day. This number which you have typed beside one must go on in, but that need not be in your own home. Because it is a website, you can ask any one of your friends or relatives or those who hear you that they can join you at that particular time on their own time. All of you got it? Anyone, anywhere in the world can join it. And this number must change. This W1 must go on increasing to more than that. At least try to achieve a target of 10. Throughout the world, you both in the same team need not do at the same time, you know, the difference is in the timings. It is a 24/7 time. So, only you should know how many people you have motivated it. Okay? So next time I'm talking about weekly Gayatri Yajna. This is a must. Weekly Gayatri Yajna. Of your own timings, you may put it on Sunday or Friday or any day, but try to make it a group effort. Those who are not practicing Gayatri or those who are not involved in doing Gayatri also can join it. Parampuja Gurudev always used to say that Yajna is a chance of uniting people to talk about what we want them to learn. Got it? Yajna is a group effort. Yajna is a group effort weekly, and in the group effort we are not forcing anybody to do Gayatri or this and this daily, but while performing the Gayatri Yajna, after the Purnahuti and Visarjan, after finishing the Purnahuti and before Visarjan, we will try to tell them something about what we are planning. Those who can't come to the web, it's okay. But those who can come to the web, they should do in the web. I want an international reaction. Got the point, Padmaja? Say got the point, I don't know to what yes you are talking about. So web japa is important. And those who can't have the facility to go to the web, they go to the CD. Naturally, it's much better than their own puja, and that always restricted to 5 or 8 minutes, not more than that. And Gayatri Yajna is the source where he says it is almost our Pravachana Mandapa. Gayatri Yajna Kunda is our Pravachana Mandapa. We give whatever we want to give to the society through Gayatri Yajna. Now you are clear about your roles and the roles with which you have to behave with other organizations. Is it very clear or you have any doubts? Your role, daily Gayatri web and weekly Gayatri Yajna, no shortcuts. Sanshipta Gayatri Hamanvidhi must be followed literally, step by step. That is for my people I am telling. Don't force other organizations to do this. Other organizations, they will concentrate on their own mantra japa, their guru's pranalika, their guru's goals. Clear now to all of you? Say clear. So this clarity you must always have when you go out. And on the day of yajna, weekly once, you have to prepare beforehand what you are going to tell them. Because you will get a different masses, different age groups and different areas of work and etc. Therefore, follow what I am now telling very clearly. The first 5 Kranti Dharmi Sahitya is to be put forward before the masses. All of you got it? the 5 Krantidharmi Sahitya books. You read and tell it to your audience after the Gayatri Yajna Purnahuti and before you call Visarjan. Because after Purnahuti and between Visarjan, the divine personalities will also be there who may be taking part in your effort. The 5 books, can anyone give the name of the 5 books? So that those who say it is clear, but if it is not clear, now it will become clear. The names of the 5 Krantidharmi Sahitya books. Those are 2 books. Yukti Man, Pratibha Parishkar. 2 books, that is 4. Satyuki Vapsi, and add the 20th book. Because you have to give time to do all these things. And I think there is a video also about what I have told in gist in Ungol, Samedanhi Yugadharm, Samedaname Yugadharmamu. It is better you people discuss these things in the classes from tomorrow. The discussion, those who have read the book and those who want to follow it should read these 6 books, the first 2 books, 21st century, Ujjwal Bhavishyat, the 3rd and 4th books of Krantidharmi Sahitya. It is in 2 parts, Yugecha, Pratibha Parishkaramu, and the 5th book is, all this is being done to bring back the Satya Yuga, and for this purpose you have to give time. These 6 books you have to discuss from tomorrow. So those who understood it, type 6-TO2 or TOM tom, 6 toms, 6 books from tomorrow. Type it, 6-TOM. Now this is very important homework I am giving. Whenever you do a weekly Gayatri Yajna, take some aspect of this book and discuss those who come to you. This has nothing to do with any organization. It has nothing to do with Gayatri. It has nothing to do with anything except the possibilities and the probabilities and what we can do. The possibilities, Ujjwal Bhavishyat. The probabilities that Pratibha will be take part in it. And what will happen is, the Satyaga will come back by the time you are giving. So these books you have to master. I think these books are in English also, not a completely perfect English version, but we have the English versions. You can take it only to read. I am not talking about any printing aspect. Remember, all these books you have to read, assimilate and take. Personalism means you read it, but don't give it to others. My people can read it, because they are not yet completely finalized. So those English drafts, we use it only personally, can type only. Those who want the English version, type only. Now, the main aspects of our work before April 21st, before the Satra Sadhana is, you have to spread about this Yajna message, and then you have to tell them that all are welcomed, all are invited to do their own personal Guru Sadhanas as they want. As they want. We will allow them to do it as they want. They can utilize all their pictures in their 18 yajnas or 17 kundas area or in their chosen room. And then you tell in the weekly Gayatri Yajnas about these 6 aspects. You see to how many people you have told it. Repeatedly I talk about it and you don't maintain a register. Those who have attended it, make them sign it. and they comment on what they feel about what you talk. Put that in the register also, a table where they can put it their comments, that after they have heard what you have talked, what they feel about it. And allow them full freedom to write whatever they want, but not many sentences, but one line only. So after yajna, what you have to do, you understood? Feedback, right? And now, one more thing to my people. Now you understand the difference. When I say my people, those who are strictly following the web and weekly Gayatri Yajna are my people. Whether they hear the voice or not, and those who are not able to hear this voice, those who are not online should know this, and throughout Andhra Pradesh this must be spread. The web Gayatri Mantra Japa should reach at least, how much I say, 24, 240, 2400, what is your goals? Throughout Andhra Pradesh, website Gayatri Mantra Japa people, that is the website from where you get Parampuja Gurudev himself talking, that those who do Gayatri Mantra chanting with him, it will be multiplied 1,000 times. And you may feel, some people, that when I put a yajna program, nobody may come. It doesn't matter. You perform alone your yajna and read that book. You always know that I am not worried about how many people come, or you will have a target of about 24 or 240 web japa, and you can join other organization peoples also after you convince them that it is good to do Gayatri Mantra Japa with Gurudev. Don't force them. But you can ask others that in this type of atmosphere, if you can join Parampuja Gurudev's Gayatri Mantra Japa at least for 5 minutes, we will appreciate it. So that's, I don't know, you just couldn't understand what I want. But you understood about the importance of website, Gayatri Mantra Japa? You can type yes. Okay. And you know the importance of website, but nothing is happening. That shows how much importance you people have given to it. Now you got the entire picture of what I want. Website Gayatri Mantra Japa people is a separate group. There my people also will be there. And those who are just interested to give 5 minutes, they will be joined. And those who can't join in the web, they can take a 5 minutes CD Gayatri Mantra Japa in Gurudev's voice. And if they can't do that also, they can do whatever Gayatri Mantra they know. Next, weekly ones, Gayatri Yajna for my people. And using Gayatri Yajna as a place where people will come together, you try to inform them about the two steps of Ekkisvin Sadi Ujjwal Bhavishyat, two steps, and two steps of Pratibha Parishkar, which guarantees the return of Satya Yuga. And of course, for this, you read the last book where Parampuja Gurudev says, give time. Got the point? Because of this work, I have to go to different places in different cities. So what I have told you now, today, is the essence of what I want. The English version, for those who want to use it personally, of the KDS. The Telugu version, of course, is available. The Hindi version is also available for those who want the Hindi books. And every weekly yajna, even after the Satrayaga is over, it has to continue for the last 23 months before Parampuja Gurudev's Shatabdi Samaroha in 2011. So every month on Purnima Day, something special activity must happen. All these you people discuss. From tomorrow I will not be available on the classes, I will be available on 16th from India at the same time, 6 a.m. Indian Standard Time. I am coming there, I think, by the midnight of 15th. So those who are in Hyderabad, you plan for the 16th morning session, and there all these details and your discussions and what you want and what you have done and what objects you have achieved.